Police and private security guards in Bali have shielded a 14-year-old New South Wales boy as he squeezed through a media throng to a court appearance on the first day of his drugs trial. The teenager has been indicted on 3 charges after allegedly buying marijuana on a Bali beach. The case has now been adjourned till Friday. Our reporter George Roberts was at the hearing in Denpasar and joins me on the line. So, what were you able to see in this throng, George?
We were part of it, unfortunately. That's the way things go when you have a story that's getting this much attention. The boy had his face and head covered. There was a security guard who was holding on to his head and ushering him through. At one point, I heard him say, "What's happening?" because he simply couldn't see where he was going. And there was probably about 30 people crowding around him with cameras poking his face. And some journalists were even trying to throw questions at the 14-year-old. But yeah, look, he then made his way into the courtroom for a fairly brief appearance in the courroom.
Were his parents there, by the way?
His mother was there, but his father, we did not see his father. So his mother rode with him in the van from the detention centre. Just to quickly clarify, though, it's not strictly correct under the way you might understand Australian law to say that he's been indicted. Indicted in the Indonesian system just means that the 3 potential charges against him have been read out, but he won't know what he's charged with until the end of the court case. So rather than being charged and then going to court, you go to court with allegations against you, if you like, and then you get charged at the end of the court case. So at the end of the court case, one of those 3 charges could be levelled against him or could be made against him.
What are they?
He could be found guilty. They all relate to possession of marijuana, but they're 3 articles under Indonesian law. The maximum or the harshest one would effectively see him go to prison for 6 years. Then there's a more lenient charge. And then the bottom one is where his lawyers are hoping to try to get him charged, which is that he would be charged as having been in possession of marijuana, but recognised as somebody who has a problem with marijuana and is getting help for it, and therefore released without charge, or without time.
Were you allowed into the court, and what was his demeanour if you were?
No, we weren't allowed in the court. It's a closed court, and the lawyers for the boy are saying that this is the first time that they have seen in Indonesia that authorities have actually stuck to the regulations. This court was set up just for today, effectively, or for the next 3 weeks or so. They put cartoon curtains up on the windows to block the view. It seemed a bit odd, but that was the way they decided to keep the prying eyes of the media out of the room, so it was a closed court. His demeanour was like any young teenager who is faced with a throng of media and heading off to a court case to find out whether you'll be charged and end up in prison. He looks nervous by the tone of his voice when he said, "What's happening?" He sounded rattled. But look, apart from that, we don't know what happened inside the court other than to say that 2 witnesses appeared. They were people who allegedly saw him in possession of marijuana when police stopped him. Other witnesses weren't able to turn up because of a local traditional ceremony, and so now it's been adjourned till Friday.
And then how long will it last? Will there be a full hearing on Friday? Is that the end of it or what?
Well, it's sort of a bit hard to know. The prosecutor turned up this morning saying, "We hope that all my witnesses will turn up." Only 2 of the 5 did. So if the other 3 turn up on Friday, they're hoping to get through it really quickly and then get around to the defence, where the boy will have a chance to effectively give evidence and address the court. And then the 4 witnesses from his side as well will also give evidence. But look, both sides are saying that they want it wrapped up in a couple of weeks. The prosecutor today was sounding quite sympathetic. After coming out of the court, he said he's a good boy, he's been cooperative, and he said, you know, we want to get this over and done with quickly. He was sounding quite sympathetic. But when it came to the point of saying to him, "What charge would you like to see, or what sentence would you like to see the boy," he wasn't going to go near that. He said, we'll let the court go through that.
Okay, thank you very much, George Roberts. George Roberts in Denpasar.